is a massive day for Donegal, for Letterkenny and Killybegs, where LYT has a massive presence. It's a big day to move formally now to the submission stage for university status. And I would like to acknowledge Paul Hannigan, John Andy Boner and the team at LYT, and obviously Dr. Sean Duffy, who has been leading on this process now, which includes GMIT and Sligo IT as well, and the leadership role as well within the TUI, where there were strong majority results in terms of moving to this next stage as well through the ballot last night. So this is a very, very significant day. The next step now is a meeting at 2 o'clock between Simon Harris and the Board of Governors for each of the three institutions to fully formalise this ballot and move to the next stage, which will be the international panel. And then we're all moving in the direction in a very, very speedy way to bring it to formal recognition at the beginning of 2022. And my ambition always was to have this through by at the latest January 2022.
And indeed, as former Education Minister, you will know the significance of this for the whole Northwest region.
I learned a lot about the important research end of things at university, and I worked very closely with the Royal College of Surgeons in their attempt to achieve university status during my time. And obviously the LYT and Sligo and GMIT were further steps behind, but I was so encouraged by the insights from Technological University Dublin, and to see how their international recognition is acknowledged and valued as well. It brings more research, it brings more intensity in terms of the availability of different courses, it brings variety, and it will also bring us to another level in terms of our cross-border cooperation. And while we've in Letterkenny and the LYT and Paul Hannigan and his team have always had a history and strong track record of cross-border collaboration, for example, with the University of Ulster, that now will deepen and strengthen because of the university status. And I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good from a student point of view, from a research point of view, but also in attracting further investment as well, whether that's in Biomed or building on the enormous strength we have here in the Northwest in terms of IT. The staff at LYT have recorded a very resounding percentage, the highest of the three ballots, so that's very, very significant, and I think that is an indication of where the momentum is at in Letterkenny. And I would like to acknowledge Kieran O'Hanrahan and his efforts as well, and he will be leading up at LYT, at the LYT end of the consortium, and certainly his role as international person as well will be really significant. So look, it's a good day. It's a good day for the team, for the staff, and it's a good day for the Connacht Ulster Alliance, and I wish everybody well. And I also like to acknowledge the role that Simon Harris played and his predecessor Mary Mitchell O'Connor when she was in situ as well. So I'm certainly grateful for the effort that went in, but I'm also very excited for what the potential will be in the future as well. This is a very, very significant, a very, very positive and progressive day for education in the entire Northwest.